Hi, I'm Libby.
And I'm Riley, and welcome to On the Come Up. Hi, besties.
Hi, besties.
Welcome to 2026.
Yes, we're back.
I cannot believe we are already here, but we are. And we have a special treat. For this episode, we are going to be reviewing our last year's resolutions going into 2025 and talking about which ones we did, which ones we didn't do, and then looking ahead for this year's resolutions so that we can make another prediction next year.
Yeah, we made a lot of bold predictions and resolutions, and honestly, the most important part is to reflect on them, so...
100%. And since I went first last year, Libby, why don't you kick us off with yours?
Last year, my main goal was to be in a better financial situation when we came back and revisited our goals. And I feel like I have crushed that. I didn't set any hard parameters, but I did introduce a new system of budgeting for myself this year, which is not like super groundbreaking, but has worked really well for everything that I needed to accomplish this year. So I'm really happy with that.
We love that, Diva.
Yeah, thank you.
Heck yeah.
Some of my other things were smaller, but I knew we were gonna be ending our lease in last summer. And we originally talked, like listening to that episode, we were talking about kind of separating and no longer living Libby and Riley, but we actually signed a lease in a brand new townhouse with us and our partners, and it's been so much fun.
It's been so much fun. I feel like we're living in a sitcom, like, every day.
So, reflecting on that and just hearing the way I was talking about it is so funny, just to see where we're at now.
You guys, she can't get rid of me. She can't.
My other goal was to play oboe, which sadly I didn't do. It's still an instrument that's really just not accessible. But I did research some avenues for how to get there, so that's definitely something that will always be on my radar. But I will say, I think my main point in having that goal is to be more involved with the local theater scene and, like, play in pits and things, and I feel like I have done that and channeled that energy in other ways by helping with hair and makeup or just... like listening to my friends talk about everything that they've been involved with.
And showing up. You've showed up to every show, been a part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's been great. And if it's not exactly what I had in mind, definitely still checking that one off the list. My other one that I said, I wanted to do different hair, like a new fun color or something cut, something different, which I didn't get to because I've just been going back and forth and being indecisive the entire year, but I do finally think I've settled on that. And then same with tattoos, I have some new ideas. So didn't exactly get it accomplished within this year, but it's still on my radar. It's still something that I'm looking forward to and I'm happy with how it ended up.
Heck yeah. So then why don't you share with us your new resolutions going into 2026?
Yeah, so in 2025, I did a lot of work on both like my physical and mental wellness and health. And so my main goal is to just continue that. Literally anything, for some reason this year just clicked in my brain, like if something's wrong, like you don't need to be afraid to go to the doctor.
No, for
I don't
real.
Know why I've been avoiding it, but not that there's anything major wrong, but it's just like, okay, well, we can just tackle it. And like, if you don't like this doctor or something, just, okay, find a different one.
Right.
So just taking care of my health, physically, mentally, like I said. So just continuing on that path is on my list. Also, just being more present in both spending time with friends and family, and also just like less scrolling, less doom scrolling. We love social media and love to be a part of it, but you know, taking a break, I need to be more mindful about that. And then at the same time too, saying that I want to be more away from social media is funny, but also to like post more.
Yeah.
I like to spend a lot of time scrolling and looking at other people's posts, but I don't always post myself. I've always been pretty private with like what I wanted to share and post, but I think being intentional about what I want to share and taking the time to actually like craft or curate like what branding I want to put out there about myself and like grow the accounts into something that I'm proud of is definitely something that will be on my mind this year.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny, like less social media and more at the same time, but just a difference in
less
intention.
Less of other people's, more of your own.
Yeah, exactly. Another one, read more. I know Riley will get to her book goals, and I won't come anywhere near that, but I think this year I read a whopping 2 books, which I'm embarrassed to admit, but...
No, you read 2 more books than a lot of people read, okay? Be proud of yourself.
Exactly, so I'll take it. It's just really hard for me to start a new book,
mm-hmm.
So I think... just, like, wanting to do that more. So I'll say maybe, like, 20 books or so. Mm-hmm. Like, just, I don't know. If I don't get there, I don't get there. But I do want to be more conscious about reading. And then my last kind of resolution for the year, I want to be more creative in both, like, silly arts and crafts type things. But also, like, with my personal style. And in the fashion sense and thrifting and picking up fun pieces and how I put them together. I think I kind of always put creativity on the back burner for work, work first, which is important, but I want to kind of make intentional time to schedule, to be able to do those things and be creative.
I love that so much. That's awesome. And I cannot wait to see you execute these resolutions this year, buddy.
Thank you.
We can hold each other accountable.
Yes. Well, get into yours. I know you had some hefty goals for last year.
Some hefty goals for last year. So last year, I was really excited about giving myself a happier outlook on life. I mean, we talked about in the episode that I'm a pretty positive person in most cases, but I think I tend to get down on myself. And I realized throughout the year that the happier outlook on life was too broad. The goal actually should have been a happier outlook on myself and being nicer to myself.
I love that.
So I think I've done a good job about being a little bit nicer to myself over the past year. So I'm gonna say that was good.
Yeah, but even just reflecting on it.
Yeah,
you've done the work. So.
Well, and I mean mentally, like I definitely did a lot to put myself out there more and, you know, be kind of a role model for other people. So those were nice things. But then at the same time, I was a little too negative in my own head sometimes. So I definitely will continue that this year.
Easy
but
to do.
That was my first one from last year. My second one and the one I'm the most excited about was to read 100 books. And I talked about how that was not a firm number. It was just to get me to read more. But you guys, I did it. I made it. I read 100
Yay.
Books. It was literally December 31st at like 5 p.m. And I finished my 100th book.
Congrats.
And it was so great. Thank you. I'm so excited about it. I did say last year that I wanted to have some more vacations and some more time for myself. What's funny about that is I'm actually working more than I literally ever have. So the time for myself thing is kind of non-existent. However, I did go on some really fulfilling vacations last year. Some quick little day trips or weekend trips. My biggest one was my partner and I got to go to Portugal for my cousin's wedding. And I was one of the bridesmaids. So we had just such a fun-filled week in Portugal, going to all sorts of different places. It was really beautiful. So I definitely need to be a little bit better about the time for myself. But vacation-wise, I was pretty fulfilled. So I'll say that's a win. And then I did succeed in this next one of choreographing more in 2025 and be in more shows. Across the year, I choreographed / directed 9 different shows. So there were quite a lot in comparison to 2024, which I believe I only did maybe 4 or 5. So the 9 shows in 2025 was a lot.
Hence why I didn't have time for yourself.
Hence why I didn't have time for myself. It's fine.
You killed it.
And then my last one was to meet a celebrity or role model that I look up to. Like, it didn't have to be my ultimate celebrity or role model, but just someone like that. And I will say, I met a lot of really amazing people last year and interacted with a ton of people, especially working at my job with Epic Toledo. I'm able to meet a lot of really cool people in the community and people outside of our community making an impact. But I will talk about, it didn't technically happen last year, but I wasn't allowed to talk about it until about the middle of last year. So in 2024, I did get to meet Donald Gleason, who is the lead in the Peacock show, The Paper. I was very excited about this because it was not just a chance meeting or like a fan type situation. He actually came in preparation for the show to shadow me at work at the Toledo City Paper. And we spent a whole day together in the office. He interviewed me on my life, my job. We walked through like the normal preparation of a paper for each month. We walked through the online process. It was a really incredible experience and I'm super grateful for it. So that was something that did happen in 2024. But in 2025, I was finally allowed to talk about it with people. So I'm going to count that for my celebrity that I met in 2025. And now my resolutions this year.
Yes.
So first of all, I really want to read 100 books again. I think I can do it. It's,
I think you can.
At the time of recording, I've read 3 so far, and we're, at the time of recording, only 7 days into the year, so I'm pretty proud of myself for that. And then my second one is I want to dance more, but for myself. I have spent a lot of time dancing for other people, making up dances for other people, but I really want to focus this year on finding, rekindling, I should say, that passion that I had for dance when I first started and doing it for myself and not for anybody else. I think it kind of goes hand in hand with, you know, taking more time for myself or things for myself. But
I mean, being able to work on something that is your passion is so great, but it does sometimes turn your passion into work. So I totally understand.
And I just had this conversation with you about how it sometimes when it starts to feel not fun, I get scared because it is the one thing outside of like my job that is fun, you know? So I definitely want to take more time for myself dancing this year. Then for my third one, I'm going to take a page out of Libby's book and I want to be better about budgeting this year. I am so trigger happy with my money. It's not even funny. Like, I need to be way better about that. So I will be sticking to a plan and I will follow it very strictly. I have some savings goals that I want to hit by the end of the year, but I might be hitting Libby up for that little budget template because a girl needs some help. And then finally, I really want to take 15 to 30 minutes every day to ground myself and particularly to spend time with my cat. Aww. So I do a pretty good job of carving out some Ziggy time at the end of every day. But I really want to make sure that I'm giving her the concerted effort that she deserves. I mean, everyone talks about cats are low maintenance, but my cat is the sweetest baby in the world. And I want to spend 15 to 30 minutes every day just cuddling with her, petting her, playing with her, just making sure that she feels very safe and loved and comfortable here. So
we love Ziggy.
Resolution for Ziggy. We love her.
Yes, I love all your goals. Also, I do just want to quickly say, listening to last year's episode and hearing us talk about all our resolutions was so much fun. And I highly recommend making like a video diary or something for yourself to listen back to in a year with your predictions and resolutions. Because just hearing how you talk about it is so much better than even like journaling. And I think it was really great. So
I mean, even just a voice memo, putting your resolutions in there and then looking back, it's hilarious. And also really fun for you to like ground yourself in what you still need to do.
Yeah, just you can hear the growth and progress in your voice, or maybe things were completely unexpected and you can laugh about it.
Yeah. So. And what's even more fun, maybe to me at least, than making my own resolutions was looking back at our pop culture predictions from last year.
I had a ton of fun with this. We broke it into a few different categories. And the first one that we talked about was music, which we were at that time highly speculating the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce engagement rumors.
Which it did come true, but I took it a little bit further and I thought that she was going to start doing some like holographic type concerts where fans could not pay the full ticket price to see her in person, but see a holograph of her reenacting her entire show. I still kind of think that could be real, but it didn't happen.
We didn't really get there, but I mean, we had like the Eras tour like videos and things. So I feel like you're pretty close with that one.
Yeah, I'll give that like half a point. Yeah. Half a point. Okay, so then on to fashion. We were predicting a big red boot vibe.
Yes, the mischief boots, the big red boots in 2024. I was like, something weird, something crazy is going to happen. And I feel like we did see a lot of really interesting fashion trends. But nothing quite like the big red boot.
Nothing quite like the big red boot. So I'm going to have to give us a zero on that one.
Womp womp.
We are currently sitting at a half of a point, Libby. For internet culture, we talked a lot about Pete Davidson and that he would have kind of like a resurrection of talent and resurgence into the Hollywood community.
He's not like MIA, but he's also not like fully back. So
he started doing some like pretty wild commercials.
Yeah.
So I would say, like, he, in terms of the internet culture prediction, I don't think we deserve that point because he didn't fully really come back.
But we have seen him, like, with all of his tattoos removed now.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting.
Starting to see a new side to Mr. Yeah, Davidson.
We're almost there, but we'll see.
Okay,
soon,
let's
Pete.
Give us another half a point. Okay, great. So we are sitting at 1 point out of three. Okay. Next up, for meme culture, this is the one that we were really excited about. We predicted that there would be a wicked Ethan Slater meme because...
We have the me and Bach.
Yes, yeah. Me and Bach. And so we were like, okay, what's going to be next? Because part two is going to come out. And you know what? We not only got 1 point for this, we got two. We got two.
Yeah, we saw great memes of him from part two as
of
intended.
Course. My favorite being where he is so angry and looking up to Glinda on the balcony, and it's very horrifying, but really funny as a reaction photo.
And then also the recent TikTok trend of his SpongeBob portrayal.
Yes, and specifically the opening number from that show. And it's hilarious to see everyone doing the dance moves. So I would say that we actually get 2 points instead of one for that. So we're currently sitting at 3 out of 4. And then for social media, we predicted a Twitter shutdown.
Which didn't really happen, but also, like, who's still there? No offense. Like, it's, I don't know.
People aren't really on Twitter/X or whatever the way that, you know, they used to be when it was just Twitter. So
we also talked a little bit about, it was at that time we didn't know what was happening with TikTok. It was pre-ban. Mm-hmm. So hearing that was pretty funny. Which it was banned and we're back. So you never really know.
No real. So I'd say no points for that one.
No
points. Then for influencers, we predicted that 2025 was going to be Addison Rae's year. Specifically, that she was going to star in a movie.
Yeah, and she didn't star in a movie, but she did feature in the Netflix Monsters show about Ed Gein. And she did a great job. It wasn't quite... We were talking about, like, oh, Brat Summer, but Addison Rae version.
Yes.
It wasn't quite that, but... I don't know. She's still on the come up.
And y'all saw Ben Platt cover Diet Pepsi. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, that is absolutely it. I mean, we're going to see her, I think, continue, especially with her touring and, like, all this stuff.
Yeah.
I think we will see it, but just not for what we thought it would be last year.
Yeah, not quite the gravity that we were talking.
All right. Unfortunately, our TV prediction was that Euphoria would get canceled. Not only did it not get canceled, it got renewed for another season, and the season released a teaser, and it's just not going to be good, I fear.
Maybe it should have been canceled, probably.
Yeah, I think our prediction should have come true, but you know what? That's fine. And then for awards, we predicted that Cynthia Erivo would finally cinch the EGOT. We thought for sure that the EGOT was hers.
We're not there.
We're not quite there. We're not quite there. She's close.
But we can only hope.
I have faith. Yeah. She just wasn't quite there.
I don't think we're too good at this prediction thing. But
no. I mean, what
we
did
have
we,
fun.
We got like 3 points out of 8, but that's fine. We had
I'll
so much
it.
Fun. And even though we're not very good, we are in fact going to do it again.
Yeah, no, we did so awful, so let's do it again.
Right. So for 2026, here's what we predict is going to happen. First, for the music category, we think Bad Bunny at his Super Bowl performance is going to bring out a guest or a couple of guests. he's had a lot of really cool collaborations. I mean, with people like J Balvin or Daddy Yankee, but also like some bigger names like Cardi B or Rosalia. Like, yeah. I think that it's probable for something as big as the Super Bowl that he could bring out some guests.
I think it'll be a great show. So yeah. That's my prediction.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Okay. Well, then you'll be right because it will be a great show. And then next up is fashion.
So no big red boots anymore, but we have been seeing such a crazy influence of like corporate fashion and work style in everyday clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And also kind of just seeing that mix like with like two-piece athleisure sets, two-piece sets coming into the workplace and being dressed up a little bit with like jewelry and accessories. I think overall it's just been harder to separate our fashion at home from fashion at work because we're so on the go in trends in general. So definitely more of that and more interesting versions of that, I think we can expect. But you made a really great point.
I specifically think wedge sneakers are going to make a comeback. And I don't want to say this because then my mom is going to have a I told you so moment because she wears wedge sneakers like nobody ever has. However, she is a little bit of a fashionista.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the best dressed woman in Toledo. So
absolutely.
If she's wearing wedge sneakers, then I have full faith that they will make a comeback in 2026. And
I mean, if it's the theory, like, of work and fashion.
Yeah.
And athleisure all in one.
You're wearing a sneaker, but it's still appropriate for work. We love to see it.
It has a little heel.
It's a little heel. And then for meme culture, unfortunately, we could not have a better prediction than Ethan Slater. But we do think that the account on TikTok that we look at that predicts future memes and says, you know, you won't understand this because it's from the future. We think they're accurately going to predict a meme.
I think so.
Like, there will be one that'll say...
They've done it before, and I think they'll do it again.
Well, and we can even look back, like, oh, this was posted 3 years ago, and they're like, this is for 2026.
Yeah.
And then we can say, oh, okay, that's relevant, or it's not, you know? But I think they'll accurately predict one for the year.
I think there's going to be a really good one.
And then for social media, another little, like, negative moment for us. I'm sorry, you guys, for all the negativity, but the Vine reboot. We've been talking a lot about that.
Yeah, we've been hearing a lot about it. I don't know. I think it's done.
I think it's done.
I think it's time to let go.
I don't think it's going to live up to the hype at all.
Yeah. I do think that the concept of no AI-generated content on their platform is an interesting standpoint.
Yeah.
And I'll be really interested to see how that goes. But overall, I really don't have high hopes, sadly.
Yeah, I don't either, unfortunately. But... something that I also kind of hope I'm wrong about, but is going to be the prediction for our TV movie category this year, is Mariska Hargitay leaving Law & Order Special Victims Unit. That woman, she's been doing this for decades, okay? She's been doing this for decades. It is one of the longest running cable network shows in our area, in our country. And I think, genuinely, that she will... because of all of the recent attention surrounding like her documentary she created about her mom and her dad, I think that she is really interested in taking on new projects and new ventures. And as much as she loves SVU, I think she'll either leave or they'll kind of tap out of making more episodes of it this year.
Yeah.
I think that her leaving is more accurate because SVU, they can just kind of do that forever, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll be excited to see her new projects and new ventures.
We thought Meredith Grey would never leave Grey's Anatomy, but look at that.
And then finally, the awards category. We are saying, this is a bold one, guys, but I really believe it. Sinners for Best Picture.
Sinners for Best Picture. You guys, that movie was... legitimately jaw-dropping. There was a moment in the middle of the movie where I realized my mouth had been hung open for like a good 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's such a great mix of everything that you want in a movie, everything that you love in a movie, and it's just all in one, but at the same time you have no idea where it's going the entire
100%.
Time. And it's so beautifully done. And
so well done.
Incredible.
Everything about it is amazing. I know it'll win something, if not Best Picture, but we do want to put that positive manifestation out there that it'll win Best Picture.
Which, speaking of movies, at the end of last year's episode, we introduced a new segment, Hit or Miss, and looked at 30 of the most anticipated movies for 2025, and made our predictions.
And 30 was ambitious. That was a lot of movies. So instead of going through every single one that we did last year, we are going to go through kind of the bigger names of the movies and talk about whether or not our predictions were right.
Yeah, we got a lot right. We got a lot wrong, but...
Real. So, Jurassic World. I said it was going to be a miss.
And I fear she was right. I was really hopeful that it was going to be good, but I really did not enjoy it.
No, I just knew in my heart that they weren't going to be able to pull it off. Although watching Johnny Bailey was a lot of fun. So thanks for that, everybody. Those tiny little glasses were wonderful. Next up, Superman. Hit. Yeah. And it was.
And it was.
And it was. I am a punk rocker because of that man. Thank you. It is punk rock to be nice and be a good person. Wicked.
Yeah, wouldn't be us without Wicked. We said hit.
Absolute hit. It was great. It was an absolute hit. Black Phone 2.
Really liked it.
Really liked it. I thought it was going to be more of a hit than it was.
Yeah, that's fair.
The first one was just so good. The second one was great. I did like it. It wasn't as much of a hit as I thought.
Yeah.
All right, our favorite, Five Nights at Freddy's 2. I said it was going to be a hit.
I also said it was going to be a hit, and I really stay true to that. I liked it a lot.
I mean, genuinely, it was entirely fan service. They did a lot. I have a lot of problems with it. I honestly, if I'm really evaluating, have to say it was a miss. However, it was a miss in terms of story, but it was a hit in terms of fan service.
Yeah, I was going to say it was just very entertaining. I had fun the entire time.
Yes, exactly.
I liked all of the hype leading up to it. I loved seeing all of the toy characters interact, and I liked it.
If you are a FNAF lore person, you won't like it. But if you're a person who just wants to be entertained in that movie, then you will. There's two different ways to watch it. Next, Housemaid.
We were so confident with our hit on this one, and I could not be more confident in the fact that it's a miss.
Yeah, such a miss. And I'm devastated because the book is incredible. The book is so good. I read it in a single day, could not put it down.
If you didn't know it was a book, watching the movie just would be such an insane experience.
Yeah, you have to read the book, you guys. Don't watch the movie, read the book on this one. And then, of course, Frankenstein.
Yes, we were ready for that to be a hit, and it was. It was better than I could have ever imagined about it. I mean, probably my favorite movie of the entire year.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, it was definitely incredible. It probably wasn't my favorite movie, but for sure a hit. It was really great. And then Snow White, predictably, we said miss. It was a miss.
Yeah, no surprise there.
Super flop. It was wild how hard that flopped. But it's fine. Minecraft movie. We said it was going to be a miss.
I will say it. I'll admit it. I liked it.
Dude,
I enjoyed it.
I have never been more happy to be wrong. Like, it was so incredible.
We watched it a couple times even, I'll say. I had fun.
We bought it at home to watch it more at home. Like, it was so fun. Jack Black was perfect for that movie. Honestly, the entire cast was just so great in that movie.
Yeah. Is it cinema? No.
But is it
a good
so
watch?
Entertaining and fun? Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
And that's all I could ask for out of a Minecraft movie.
And then How to Train Your Dragon. I'm going to say that was a hit. I predicted it would be a hit. It was a hit. I think there was something so special about that movie being almost a shot-for-shot remake of the cartoon. Yeah. Like, they really did not leave anything or interpret anything different. Like, they gave the fans what they wanted, which was just real people in the story they already know. It was great.
Yeah, and I mean, all of our other live-action predictions, we were like, absolutely not miss. But this one, we were hit, and I'm happy to say that it was, so.
I'm glad. Out of all of them, I'm glad it was this one. And finally, the F1 movie. We said it was going to be a hit, and guess what? It was probably my favorite movie of 2025, which is insane because I know nothing about F1. But that movie made me want to try.
Yeah.
It made me want to know.
I'm in the car.
No, literally. Well, and we talked so much outside of the podcast about how incredible the cinema was of the director wanting to actually make you feel like you were sitting inside of an F1 vehicle.
Yeah.
And it did. It did exactly that. The soundtrack was amazing. Was so good. The acting was great. I mean, it's not anything crazy, but like Brad Pitt was phenomenal in his role.
Yeah.
And just the entire supporting cast, they were wonderful. And then the cinematography just really cannot beat those shots. Yeah. It's so difficult to get that fast of movement recorded.
Yeah.
But they did it.
And I'll never get past how well developed the like supporting characters stories were in that movie in such an unexpected way that I really appreciated.
Oh, fabulous.
We had so much fun listening back and seeing how these predictions played out for these movies and whether or not they were hits or misses. And so we thought, why not do it again? So we picked 10 of the most anticipated movies for 2026, and we're gonna quickly rapid fire.
All right, Avengers Doomsday.
I think miss. The moment Charlie XCX movie.
Hit.
It has to be.
Wuthering Heights.
Miss.
Fumble.
The drama.
Absolute hit.
We're saying hit.
Zendaya, Robert Pattinson, what more do you want?
Exactly. The Michael Jackson movie.
Absolute hit.
Hit.
Devil Wears Prada 2.
I think hit too.
It's going to rock 20 years later. Toy Story 5.
Has to be a miss, I think.
Definitely a miss.
But it'll be cute.
Yeah.
But like,
meh. I'm over it, though. Supergirl.
I'll say miss, but it'll be fine.
Yeah, that's fair. I think it's going to be a hit, but only because I was really impressed with Superman.
That's fair.
And so I'm hopeful that it will be a hit.
Hopefully, yeah.
Like Superman. Okay. Moana.
It's live action. I gotta say miss.
Yeah, it's gotta be
hard.
Miss.
That's too hard.
I think they won't be able to do it.
The Hunger Games movie, Sunrise on the Reaping.
Okay, this is the last one, and what I'm gonna say is it's a hit. It's a hit.
Has to be.
They can't make a bad Hunger Games movie. They just can't. It's illegal.
They're so good.
They're so good. Well, we are so excited to hear some of your predictions and see which one of our predictions this year come true. And we thank you so much for listening for another awesome year of On the Come
Up. Thank you, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We can't wait to bring you more insight from our incredible young professional community in the Toledo region. And just thank you again. And we hope you have a happy and safe 2026.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for listening. We're your hosts and producers, Libby and Riley, and our executive producer is the incredible Chris Pfeiffer.
If you have any comments, questions, or just want to listen again, go to wgte.org/comeup or wherever you stream your podcast.
Bye, besties!
WGTE. Voices around us.